here's a story from The World.
The World Health Organization is calling for a moratorium on COVID vaccine boosters for a couple of months. And that's because health officials want to make sure more people worldwide get their first shots. For large parts of the globe, the vaccines they're receiving are made in China from a company called Sinovac. China's government has sent more than a billion doses of the Sinovac shot around the world, often for free. But as the world's Patrick Nguyen reports, there's a growing sense in Southeast Asia that this particular vaccine is not up to snuff.
It was a huge PR victory for China. Joko Widodo, president of Indonesia, leader of the fourth largest country in the world, getting vaccinated, and he went with Sinovac. He was grinning and laughing as the needle went in and the cameras popped. The photo op seemed to say, Sinovac, good enough for Asia's top leaders, good enough for everyone. Well, that was in January. Now Indonesia is the world's epicenter for new COVID cases. Graveyards are filling up. The government is fighting back with vaccines, and almost all of them are Sinovac, which is now getting bad PR because some doctors in Indonesia fully vaccinated with Sinovac are getting COVID anyway, including a woman named Novilia Bakhtiar, the lead doctor overseeing Sinovac research in her country. That's a video of her giving an online presentation to colleagues in late May. 6 weeks later, she was dead from COVID. Sinovac did not save her. And that worried people all over Asia, because Indonesia is far from the only country locked into using Sinovac. And at this point, people will just need to accept it, says Diki Budiman, a prominent Indonesian epidemiologist.
Not many countries has the privilege to have access to the most effective vaccine.
The most effective vaccines being Pfizer or Moderna. Budiman says they do seem stronger than Sinovac at fighting the Delta strain, which is ravaging Southeast Asia. And governments are now shifting gears. Malaysia says it will stop buying Sinovac. Indonesia wants to give its health workers an extra booster shot of Moderna. Thailand is saying the same thing. And in the capital of Bangkok, the public is angry. That's a clip from social media from 2 weeks ago. Bangkok police clashing with protesters who say officials put too much faith in this Chinese vaccine. But is this backlash against Sinovac fair? Not entirely. Diki Budiman, the epidemiologist, says the Chinese vaccine is still really good at keeping people out of the hospital. All the doctors who received Sinovac and still got sick or even died, that's less than 1% of those who got the shots. And waiting for better vaccines to come along, he says, is not an option.
We cannot wait. We have to use the current weapon that we have.
The weapon they have is Sinovac. It's the most prevalent vaccine in the world, used in more than 80 countries. 50 got it from China for free. People say they want Pfizer, but that vaccine has to be kept in special coolers at minus 70 Celsius, colder than the average night at the South Pole. Good luck getting that to remote towns in the Asian tropics. Budiman says the logistics just aren't there. Meanwhile, Sinovac can be kept in a regular fridge. So Diki Budiman says to his fellow Southeast Asians, don't dismiss Sinovac. If you get the Delta variant, it'll probably save your life.
Even when they got COVID-19, they just show the mild symptom, very mild symptom.
In Southeast Asia, COVID deaths are up. Almost everyone who's dying was never vaccinated at all. Still, the economy's hurting, people are angry, and Sinovac is soaking up a lot of blame. But Budiman says the real problem isn't Sinovac. It's that while wealthier countries are flush with vaccines, not-so-wealthy nations are desperate for any type of vaccines. And they just aren't coming fast enough. For The World, I'm Patrick Nguyen.
From PRX.